It's off to find out what's going on weather-wise, ladies and gentlemen, with the wizard of the wizard of the weather. That's Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Sounded like you were doing a Wizard of Oz commercial.
I tell you, I had a rough day going into New York yesterday. I got sick. I got sick when I got there. Had to cancel all my plans.
You're kidding.
And had to find a nice hotel on the west side that I could go in and pretend I was somebody who was staying there. Found their bathrooms and then left. Just made it home in time. It was like an 18-hour bug. I don't know. Like an 18-hour bug. But I'm back to full steam right now.
Wow. And you didn't feel anything prior to that, huh?
No, because it came on. I felt a little queasy on the way in and a little quiet and stuff like that. But then I actually had to. It was tough to make it to the hotel, I'll tell you. It was really close.
Wow.
But I didn't want to do anything on the sidewalks and get hauled away in an ambulance in New York.
So, I hear you.
Oh gosh! But at least I came back home and all right. I walk out though this morning, Pat, and wow, 8 degrees just slapped me in the face.
It's cold for this time of the year. There's no doubt about it. It is cold, and it's a cold day. 25 to 30, partly sunny. It gets windy, to boot. And there could be a passing flurry. Now for tonight, clear and cold again. I gave a wide range, 5 to 15. The reason I did that is if we have clouds, it's not going to get as cold. So some places may get maybe clear as a bell, other places may be partly cloudy. So a wide range tonight again, 5 to 15. Tomorrow, clouds and sun, low 30s. Increasing clouds Friday, mid 30s. If we get any snow, from a weak disturbance going out to the south of us, it'll be Friday night, and it will be negligible, as far as I'm concerned, like a coating. Saturday should be a decent day, partly sunny. We should be in the low 40s. Then the California storm will head into the Great Lakes. We will get a wintry mix on Sunday developing. Highs will be in the 30s. I don't know how quick that wintry mix is going to change the rain. So we may have to put up with wet snow, sleet, and or freezing rain for a while Sunday, and then hopefully it'll change to rain and it should end. Because on Monday, skies will turn partly cloudy and we'll be back in the 40s. So really, just a minor perturbation for Friday night, and then a little bit of a mess for Sunday.
Now, looking into next week, any storms on the horizon for next week?
There's another storm that's going to go into the Great Lakes on Wednesday. That will be coming toward us probably Wednesday or Thursday next week. And again, that may be a wintry mix change of the rain. Yeah. So nothing all that powerful. Well, I just have to, again, divert here to the computer models. I just want you to see or let's put it this way. I want you to envision what a meteorologist goes through. Looking at the old, so to speak, GFS model, mm-hmm. American model, and I grant it, this is far out. It is at the end of its forecast cycle, which takes us to March 21st. And it is showing a monster storm, close to Baltimore. As far as we're concerned for our listening area, it would be every kind of precipitation under the sun, including wind. Okay, so this is what came out overnight.
This is for the 21st.
This is for the 21st.
All right.
And then the new one came out. We call that the 06Z run. And what does it have?
Nothing.
Does it have a low over Baltimore? No. It has a low near Nova Scotia. And it has us in very, very light snow. So we went from a powerhouse storm in Baltimore to a low off Nova Scotia with a little bit of light snow over the area. Now, if you ask me, that's not a change. It is a dramatic change.
Now, are there any other models that show that storm?
Unfortunately, there isn't. We have the new GFS that's going to become operational right around that time, the 20th. And I looked at that to compare. And this is the new one. And this is, remember, folks, this is the same model, GFS, just a new version. Instead of having a loan in Nova Scotia for that time period, let me make sure I got the right time period. I gotta go back. I don't want to give you the wrong information here. And instead of having a loan in Nova Scotia, they have no loan at all. They don't have any light snow over us either. We just have a northwest wind, and it's a typical day in March. So now, my point is, if we didn't have the old one and we needed to forecast this far out in advance, we'd be looking at this model right here, and I'd be telling you, Marshall, sun and clouds, nothing more than a flurry. If I had the old one, I'd be telling you, Marshall, looks like snow. I can't tell you how much. So the only thing we could do now is follow that through the week and next week and see how that comes along. You know what? I'm going to actually do this right now, Marshall. I'm going to take this calendar, and I'm going to write on here.
What exactly they're calling
exactly.
for?
Exactly. And it's the 21st. They're going to put here GFS Monster. That's all I'm going to put. Yep. GFS Monster. And that was done on today's date, which is 3/6. Okay. I got it on the calendar, so we don't forget. So that's that. I'm glad you're feeling better. You must have seen this in your mailbox. Ladies and gentlemen, it's called Pat's Spring Outlook.
I did see that. I didn't know whether we were going to bring that up today or not.
Yeah, I thought it was a good idea to do it because of the lousy weather that we're having, the bitterly cold weather. I said, let's talk about spring, and I'll go over it with you guys. First week in April, I think it will be cloudy, chilly with some showers. Second week, showers and a thunderstorm and warmer. The third week, which I believe is Easter, cold rain, even some wet snow, then fair. So hopefully that's exactly what will happen for Easter. It'll be fair. Last week, fair cold and rain toward month's end. May, first few days, showers cool. First full week, cool, then warmer, shower, thunderstorm. Second week, warmer, more humid, showers and some thunder. Third week, warm, showers and thunderstorms, end of the week. And the last week, showers, then clearing and pleasant. June, fair and cool, then showers and storms. Second week, sunny, getting warmer, more humid. Third week, gray, cooler, some clearing. Last week, hazy, warm and humid, some storms. Spring gets off to a late start as usual. Easter time should be fair and pleasant. Memorial Day weekend, showers, then fair. The first day of summer, sunny and cool. Looks like the season will average warmer and drier than normal.
Well, it sounds like a forecast we could use after this up and down winter.
Right. I mean, we still have a little snow in the forecast for the third week in April. But for the most part, I mean, it's a little unsettled. But as I said, I think it's going to be a little bit warmer and a little bit drier than what we've seen during the winter months. So it's a slow start. Just give it a little while. Once it kicks in, it shouldn't be all that bad. At least that's what I'm seeing right now.
Now, that long-range forecast we will post up on our Facebook page and also on our on-demand page with our weather discussion so people can see that long-range forecast.
Well, thank you.
And they
thank
can either you. Cheer you or boo you.
Right. You could just move along with it and see how we're working out. How do we do... Did you look at the winter forecast for...
You did unbelievable. I mean, you called for... I mean, the basic thing, I can't remember the whole winter forecast. I remember, though, you saying in that forecast that it was going to be a lot of rain, sleet, and snow. Rain, you know, snow going to rain, sleet, and stuff. And there's going to be storms, and there's going to be warm. It's going to be warm periods. So we're going to. That's the gist of what your long-term forecast was.
I said, in summary, very changeable. Outbreaks of frigid air were leading to storms, producing lots of mixed precipitation.
Yeah.
The years could be icy. Groundhog Day unsettled. President's Day weekend cold. And the first day of spring, wintry.
So, I mean, wouldn't you think that long-range outlook really nailed it?
Not bad. I'm looking at the first week of March. I said rain over winter mix changes to snow than cold. Yeah. So that happened on Monday. Yeah. We didn't get a wintry mix, and we didn't get the rain, but we had the snow, and now we have the cold. And the second week, windy, icy cold, with heavy rain and or snow for late week. So that's next week, second week. That's the 15th, 16th, 17th. Mm, that's St. Paddy's Day.
Yeah.
Mm. We'll have to see.
Well, I'm telling you, you've done miraculous, as Pat O'Connell, my friend, says. You've got a perfect streak going so far this winter. So there you go.
Well, thanks, Marshall. And you know how it is. You know, we have to compete against the Farmer's Almanac.
That's right. All right, Farmer Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All right, that sounds good. Take care. Feel better.
All right, thanks. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast.